manner of the greenhouse inflated, because once it gets much ice and or snow on it, it can cause it to give in and collapse. So, you know, some of the biggest gamblers that it is are farmers, and they've never even been to Las Vegas or even set foot in any casino. But it's a tough business. It's a good life, but it's a hard life. And, you know, those folks that are used to it, they wouldn't have it any other way. But when you have commodity prices fluctuating, then when you have to deal with, you know, the rising cost of this versus that, and then when you factor in the weather, you've got a lot of things working against you when you are a farmer. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. You know, right now, you know, last year we dealt with a very wet spring, a very hot and dry about 6 weeks, just heat above 90 degrees for 2 or 3 weeks. It just absolutely hurt corn and soybeans in a lot of places, and tobacco, because tobacco was planted in wetter soils, or it rained on tobacco in wetter soils. And the next thing you know, you get a hot and dry spell, and then there was no root development. The roots stayed close to the top. They didn't go down to seek moisture because they had moisture right there. And then you have a, you know, weaker plant that doesn't produce as well at the end. So, and that's with any crop, not just tobacco. And you had that in corn and soybeans too. And then you had that fall, this last fall that was wet, and people were planting wheat around the rains. I did a plot, a white wheat plot down at the Butner Research Station. And, you know, we didn't get it in till the week of Thanksgiving. That's how late it was, because it was too wet to do anything. And there's a lot of late wheat out there. You know, normal planting is in October, and there was a lot of November planted wheat. I can tell you that may have been some December, and that wheat probably won't do that good. But the main issue is we're struggling with it now. You know, we need to get on and put nutrients on it. If there's, you know, 50 plus tillers out there, you know, they need to be getting 40 pounds of N or more on, or be able to put on enough to keep it going. May have to do another application a little later, but we can't even get in the field to do that. So, you know, we're getting, you know, early March, you could put on nitrogen for wheat. And then you have all this rain. What follows rain, especially if you have a stand that's not as good as you'd like, is weeds. So, you know, you're looking at a possible weed infestation. So you're going to have to use a mix of chemicals for especially broadleaf control. So it is tough. And, you know, these folks, you've got Pastor Rob. When pastures get real muddy, they don't do as well. They leave spots out there that are blank. And what fills in them spots? Weeds. And I know that, you know, you got horse pastures and even cow pastures, you got to go in and fill those spots in or do some reseeding, because wet weather can be as bad, especially on pastures and those types of things, as dry weather can be, because it gets mucked up.
That it does. And, you know, a lot of people will start top dressing, you know, whether it's wheat, oats, pasture, or hay fields, you know, pretty quick. But, you know, we could turn out to have a dry spell before you know it. It just depends on, you know, the season and stuff. You just have to kind of do the best you possibly can. One thing that we would like to mention, that if you do have livestock, you know, when we have, you know, ice on trees, those limbs and trees can fall and take out fences or whatever. But one thing that you could kind of ensure in hopes to keep your livestock from getting out of the fence, just make sure they've got plenty to eat wherever they're at. And if they have plenty to eat, they're not going to venture too far. And also, if you are, you know, watering your livestock out of a well, if you lose electricity, you need to have some idea of a backup water source. And something else that's very important, that when you do have more or less automatic waterers, it's a good idea for you to check on them from time to time, because they can malfunction and you may have a problem and not even realize it. But those automatic waterers are truly nice. But again, you know, when you lose electricity, you know, if the cows are used to drinking out of a pond or a stream, long as this water's there, it's okay. But when that water source is coming out of a well and through an automatic waterer, that makes a big difference. But, you know, just do your best. That's all you can do. And even though it's cold on us, just remember it's cold on the animals outside. Anything that you could do to make their days and nights a little bit more comfortable, by all means, do it. And, you know, Gary, it's just one of those things that, to me, and it may be because I'm getting older, but it seems like we've had the coldest winter we've had in a few years. What do you think?
Well, I've been here 7 years, Rod, and Robin, and it's, if not the coldest since I've been here. So,
you know, it's not the coldest?
No, it is the coldest.
It is the coldest, okay.
Coldest and wettest for sure. So, you know, you were talking something else about those issues. You know, when you get an ice storm, those limbs fall on the fence, and then when they fall on the fence, that leaves an opening. You know, you may have to go out and check fence after, you know, a heavy rain and some ice to make sure that, you know, down limbs are on there. You have to get them off and repair the fence, or they'll have cows out roaming everywhere. So a person needs to do that, and most people understand to do that after, you know, you have ice issues. I don't know, Rob, if it stays above, we'll be all right. But if it gets cold tonight, we could have, you know, slick areas, and that's not good.
Well, and, you know, again, hopefully we will not lose electricity. But if you do rely on electricity for your heat or what powers your heat, if we do use electricity and you have to fire up the generator, please make sure that you have your generator in a well-ventilated area. Have it outside of the house. Don't have it inside. Don't put it in the garage or anything. Make sure it's outside with plenty of ventilation. And if you are by chance, you know, going to be building a fire in the fireplace and you hadn't done so in a long time, take a few minutes, if you can, to look up, you know, from the fireplace into the chimney, just to make sure that you haven't had any critters to build a nest or take up residence in it, because, you know, a house fire is bad anytime. But when it's cold, messy weather, that just seems to make it even worse. But we're going to take a break and get a message on for T.G. Brooks Company. But before we get that word on for T.G. Brooks Company, just want to make mention that the Christian Help Center is having a Brunswick stew today, and it's supposed to be ready at 11:30, and that's just about 6 minutes away. And they are giving the Brunswick stew out in the drive-through line. Donations are welcome and appreciated, but donations are not expected. The Christian Help Center, located on Depot Street, and they're set up in the city parking lot. So stop out and get some Brunswick Stew today from the Christian Help Center. We'll be back with Gary Cross right after this message from T.G. Brooks Company.
Even though the calendar says it's February, we all know that spring 2021 is not far behind. There's plenty of time now to come to T.G. Brooks Company and get some sound advice for your lawn preparation coming up soon. They have had so much experience, so why not let the professionals work with you on your spring lawn and garden planning? They serve homeowners all over Person County and surrounding counties. They will tell you all about the advantages of pre-emergent weed control or weed and feed. You want to be sure to perk up your lawn with fertilizer, lime, and weed control to get your lawn off to a proper spring start this year. To beautify your flower garden and shrubs around the home, T.G. Brooks Company carries hardwood as well as dyed mulches, and they do deliver. Yes, sir, they do deliver. They'll sell it to you by the scoop or the bag, too. They feature all of the popular lawn and garden chemicals and treatments, insecticides, herbicides, and they always carry soils like topsoil, bulk planting soil, potting soil, cow manure, and pine needles to make your place look really sharp. They have the equipment for sale or rent like spreaders, power pluggers, and lots of lawn and garden tools as well as wheelbarrows. They have stepping stones and wall stones, and before you know it, it's going to be March. They'll have all of your flower garden and vegetables and your garden supplies. When it comes to beautification, come in today and talk over your plans. Let us remind you that T.G. Brooks Company has your water heater elements, thermostats, and pressure relief valves. They have your Taylor wood stove parts and Comfort Glow heaters for extra warmth. Person County and surrounding areas count on T.G. Brooks Company, serving the homeowner, farmer, and construction worker since 1936. Phone them anytime at 364-2428.
We do appreciate the support of T.G. Brooks Company in business since 1936. Bear in mind, they have sleds in stock, ice melt, also friendly service at T.G. Brooks Company. Gary Cross is our guest today here on the Gardener's Corner program. Gary is the crops agent for Person and Granville Counties of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Gary, any kind of programs or more or less classes to where pesticide licensed folks can get credit hours, any of that coming up anytime soon?
Yes. In fact, we have a bee training scheduled for 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. You can sign up on contact either of our offices. You can do it by Zoom at your home, or we can have up to 9 people in person at each office. We do 5 counties, Person, Granville, Franklin, Warren, Vance, and that will be next Wednesday morning. The next one will be February 24th. We'll be doing 2 meetings. First one will start at 10 o'clock in the morning. It'll be for auxin, which is the dicamba product we're spraying on soybeans. And you have to redo your license every year because the label has changed every year. So if the label changes, you got to redo your license. That's the EPA rule. So we'll have that training. And again, it'll be Zoom and or up to 9 people in each location. So and that same day, on the 24th, we're also going to have what is called a Z training for fumigant. You know, there's people who use fumigation for strawberries and tobacco and other types of crops. So we'll be having a training that same day as soon as the auxin training is over with, starting at 11:30. And that'll be about a 40-minute training. So we ought to be out of there by 12:30. So then on March 10th, again in the morning, we'll be having our final V training for the spring. We'll probably have some in the fall, and that, again, is in the morning. And, again, it'll be by Zoom and or by up to 9 people within the office. And you can call any of the local extension offices and we can get you signed up and get your credits, continuing education credits for your pesticide license. And look forward to seeing folks there.
336-599-1195 is the number to the Person County office. 919-603-1350 is the number to the Granville County office. And if you're in Castle County, Orange County, Durham County, you can just call your local office for more information. Now, Gary, you know, the internet has brought in a new way of getting information out to where you normally are having meetings. And you all are still able to have in-person meetings, but you're very limited to the number of people that you can have in class. But if someone is wanting to, you know, take the class or the refresher hours from home by way of computer or smartphone, they can still obtain the information that they need that way. And so we're very fortunate to have, you know, the internet and technologies that, you know, years ago we didn't have to help make things better during the pandemic. But something else, soil samples, are so very important, and with it being wet, it's really hard to do the soil samples, but the $4 fee per sample is still in effect, and it will remain in effect until the 1st of April. As of April 1st, they will waive the $4 per sample fee, but, you know, $4 is a small price to pay, Gary, whenever you're wanting to know what's in the soil as far as the pH and how much nitrogen does that soil need to have in it to produce whatever you're wanting to plant.
That is correct, and that is cheap. In a lot of states, it's a lot higher than $4. If you go to a private lab, it's even higher than that. So, that's a pretty good bargain, and I think the fee goes off in April, so they'll be back to free during the summer. But during the crunch time between November and April, they charge a $4 fee because there's so many, so to process. You're exactly correct, Rob. You know, you got pH. Let's just take that for an example. You know, pH creates balance and in your system, just like pH creates balance in your system and in our bodies. You have to have that soil to create a balance. You know, you don't want to get too alkaline, you don't want to get too acidy, and that's, you want to be kind of in the middle. And because you get one or the other, too alkali or too acidy, you tend to tie up nutrients. The plant is not in a healthy environment. So, you know, you need to get the pH right for it to be in a healthy, stable environment. And then, you know, apply what fertilizer is needed on there. You don't have to apply what's excess or more than you need. And go from there to build your lawn, your field, your pasture, or whatever you have from there. And, you know, pH is probably the essential issue of getting it right, you know, for everything to grow. So make sure you get that soil sample. And Rob is exactly correct. Don't go out and get it right now. It's going to have to do some drying up. If you go out and get it right now, it'll dry up and be as hard as a concrete brick. And, you know, they have to use hammers and try and throw it through grinders and everything else to get it. And a lot of times when soil is sent in like that, it doesn't read as well. You know, machinery is only so good, and that's including very high-tech machinery. know, you've got to have a good sample to get a good result. If you don't have a good sample, if you have a very wet sample and you send it in, or a concrete soil sample, you're going to get some, you may get some off readings from that. So, you know, go out when it dries out and do a sample, send it in, we'll get it in for you, and go from there.
Again, the $4 fee will remain in effect until the end of March, starting April 1st. The $4 fee will be waived. Typically, for people that like to plant gardens, if you wait till first part of April to turn your soil samples in, by the time you get your results, you'll have time to make preparations for your nitrogen needs. Although with lime, it takes a while for lime to get into the soil. If you are thinking about planting some blueberry bushes, they like the low pH level. And last week on the program, Michelle Van Ness was saying that Person County 4-H is considering maybe doing the blueberry plant sale this year. That's not 100%, but one thing that would be good, if you were thinking about maybe planting some different vegetables and fruits that you have never planted before, why not talk to Johnny Coley, and he can advise you of what varieties does better here in the Piedmont, because it is a lot of different varieties of different fruits and vegetables that may not do the best in our climate here in the Piedmont. But you can catch up with Johnny at 336-599-1195 or in the Granville office, 919-603-1350. And you can leave a message. And all the agents in the Person in Granville offices are very good about returning phone calls. Gary, something else, you know, here it is, February, a lot of people are going to want to be pruning different plants, bushes, and trees. Not necessarily all of them is a good time to prune this time of the year, but if you have a questionable plant, Johnny Coley would be a good one for you to ask about when's the best time to prune. But when pruning, please use extreme safe measures, because, you know, you need to wear gloves, safety glasses, and, you know, if you're going to be up on a ladder, don't overextend the reach. You know, I know it's more trouble to come back down the ladder and reset the ladder than maybe it is to, you think maybe that you can reach it, and the ladder turns over. That can be, you know, the least of your problems, you know, not being able to cut that limb after you fall. But anyway, just be safe. Wouldn't you agree, Gary?
I would agree with that. And, you know, make sure you have a sharp pair of pruners and hand pruners and the bigger pruners, and Johnny could tell you all about all that. And he's done some pruning workshops in the past, and there's videos out there on pruning from Extension that you can get. So, you know, give Johnny a buzz. He can help you out on that and see where you need to be. You know, he's done everything from pruning blueberries to grapes to fruit trees to trees, a little bit of everything. So he's got a good knowledge base on pruning and horticultural crops.
Well, now, Gary, are you going to be working on any test plots this upcoming year for any new variety of popcorn or other things?
I'm looking at a lot of different things, Rob, again this year. Of course, I'll be doing my insect assessments with stink bug, tobacco budworm, Army fall army worm and European corn borer and black cutworm. I always look monitor a lot, especially in the worm section, to see if there's a buildup of resistance of any type with all these insect-resistant varieties of corn. So I'll be looking at that. Tobacco budworm, I just specifically look at tobacco and see, because it's one of the worst insects for tobacco. And I monitor that to see if I get a big flight of moths that are in my traps. Usually in a few weeks, there's going to be a lot of worms out there. So I do it as a monitoring issue. And I always put it up on our Person and Granville County websites each week, what's going up in numbers and what's not going up in numbers, so farmers can keep track of that. I'll be doing, again, a popcorn plot. I'll be evaluating all different types of varieties from all over the world, again, to see how well they do. I'll be looking at this fall a sampling program for nematodes in tobacco. We've been having a lot of black shank issues that seem to get worse and worse every year. And we're since I've been here, I've been noticing that it seems to get just worse every year. So we're thinking that there may be, nematodes. Normally we haven't seen them in the Piedmont region. That's something you see in the southeast. So we're thinking that we may be looking at sampling some fields. So you may be getting some calls, or if you're out there, especially if you got black shank, I need to know so we can sample, see if there is nematode issues out there. And because we think the numbers are rising in the Piedmont region, maybe not as high as they are in the southeast in tobacco, but we think they have made their way here, or have been here, and just the populations are just increasing due to host plants and other issues that create survivability for nematodes. I'm looking at a couple other plots with USDA on some corn issues out here. I'm kind of looking at some things in the past and maybe looking at orange corn, which is they come out of Uruguay. Most of them do. And they're a bright orange and they're high in beta carotene. Last year I didn't have a good enough plot. I've got an arrangement with the United States Department of Agriculture in Beltsville, Maryland, to have them tested for beta-carotene to see what levels are in them. Just like a carrot, this corn has beta-carotene. So there's been some work done on that, and successful work at Purdue University with that. And there's a company out that sells a kind of a grits, made of orange because it's higher in beta carotene, and they sell it to third world countries. And I'm looking at kind of some of the southern versions of that. They're all open pollinated varieties, so they don't yield like a hybrid variety does. But I'm just seeing if they'll survive in North Carolina, if they'll even put on an ear in North Carolina, because, you know, if something comes from Uruguay, it doesn't necessarily mean it'll grow in North Carolina. So I'm looking at some of those things, and I usually do just a regular corn plot, and probably just, on top of that, in farmer issues that I deal with all summer long in two counties, I'll be doing a lot of that. So looks like a busy summer, but a fun summer.
It sounds like you've got a lot on your plate, to say the least. We're going to take a break and get a word on for Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip. Whether you're having it as a snack or a meal, or if you're just adding it in with one of your favorite recipe concoctions, you can't go wrong with Owl Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip. Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride premium pimento cheese spread and dip, is made in Roxboro. Pick up some the next time you're shopping at Hurdle Mills Market and Butcher Shop, North Main IGA, Supply Line Discounts in South Boston, Virginia, Food Lion, or Kenyon's Meat Market in Mebane.
You can enjoy Owl Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip at Rock City Grill, Cole's Pharmacy, Triss's Espresso, and Clarksville Station. Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip, remind you that goodness grows in North Carolina. Try the jalapeno added for extra flavor. That's Owl Pride Premium Pimento Cheese Spread and Dip. We're going to get that updated weather report from the Weather Center in Raleigh.
Good morning, everyone. We're seeing temperatures in the low to mid-30s this morning, and with that light rain coming down, we're also seeing freezing rain in our northern communities. That could cause some travel concerns for your Friday morning commute. This afternoon, cloudy sky, few rain showers still in the forecast. More rain overnight tonight, and temperatures get to the freezing mark Saturday morning. That means another round of freezing rain is possible for Saturday morning, and it'll be more widespread. Rain showers widespread Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Zach Malak in the Weather Center.
Thank you, Zach. We appreciate that weather report. Still checking in at 32 degrees at Raleigh Regional Airport at Person County. It's the Gardener's Corner program. Our guest today is Mr. Gary Cross. He is the crops agent for Person in Granville Counties. Want to make mention, 1 week from tomorrow, they will be having a Coggins clinic at Southern States of Oxford. This is being organized by Kim Woods of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. And again, the Coggins clinic will take place next Saturday, the 20th, at Southern States of Oxford. They are asking if you are wanting to bring your horses, that if you call ahead and make an appointment, and that way they are hoping to have like a steady flow of people bringing their horses in for Coggins and vaccinations, and that way they won't be filling up the parking lot there at Southern States of Oxford too full. 919-603-1350. For more information on that Coggins clinic, 919-603-1350. So, Gary, it's always something going on with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Gary, I've been hearing through the grapevine that some tobacco growers have received a little bit of a quota increase. Have you heard, is this something that's pretty much over the board, or just chosen few farmers are receiving a quota increase?
No, of course, we farm flue-cured tobacco here, and we have conventional and organic. Many of the organic people already got an increase on their contracts. And because I think they think the Chinese will come back into the tobacco market, there have been increase in contracts on the conventional flue-cured program also. So leaf buyers are increasing the contracts, anticipating, you know, a buy from China and other people. Out there in the world market, there's been some problems, I think, in South America and some of these other countries that grow tobacco, not having a very good crop. So that's created some opportunity for our people here. And, you know, Rob, not to say the commodity prices in the fall will be good, but, you know, with the increase in tobacco acres, we're hoping the price will be there also. And the quality and the price, both. You know, soybeans are almost $14. You know, if they're $14 in the fall, that's good money. Corn is $5.50, between $5.50 and $6. That's very good for corn. And wheat, you know, is close to $6. So it could be a good year if we can get the crop in and out and get the yield. And you know, we're going to have to take care of it, fertilize it, and make sure we keep weed pressure down. The main issue that we have is you know, those commodity prices, if they're not everybody and their brother plant beans up in the Midwest, you know, if they are, that'll drop the bean price dramatically in that capacity. But we had some lower ending stocks in corn and soybeans, and we just had a lot of people buying from an export standpoint, and domestic use went up, so it's created a good opportunity for row crop farmers in all capacities, tobacco, corn, soybeans, and wheat. So, and that's what we grow here. And we, you know, we need it. It's been a tough 4 or 5 years here growing crops and in these different and differentiating weather circumstances that we've had in the past years. And, you know, it's time for them to make some good money.
I agree with that. We're going to get a word on for Rusty Wagoner, salesman with Linder Turf and Tractor.
She thinks my tractor sexy.
Roses are red, violets are blue. A new Kubota will work for you. Don't let price be a factor when you're looking for a new tractor. Come out and let Rusty Wagoner show you how he can put you in a new Kubota. Stop by and see Rusty Wagoner at 250 North Church Street in Burlington for all of your farm, home, and construction equipment needs at Linder Turf and Tractor, the area's Kubota dealer. You can call him at 336-538-3912. Remember, tractors last longer than chocolates. Call Rusty Wagoner at 336-538-3912.
We do appreciate Rusty Wagoner for being a sponsor here on the Gardener's Corner program. Gary Cross is our guest. And by the way, Rusty Wagoner is the retired FFA ag teacher from up at Orange High in Hillsboro. So he's been around ag all of his life. Gary, we've got maybe just about 2 more minutes left on the program today. Do you have any information that you want to share with the listeners before you run out of time?
Just the, you know, we're having the program next Wednesday for Safety V pesticide training. And then the week after that, we're having the oxen training and the fumigate training that same morning on February 24th, starting at 10 for the oxen and 11:30 for the fumigate, and then again 9 o'clock for the bee training next week, next Wednesday. So hope to see folks there and get a lot of these meetings done for the season so we can get started doing other things and hope that it'll start drying out.
Amen to that. It would be nice if it would dry up a little bit. We don't want it to go to bone cracking and dry, but it is wet, to say the least. Well, Gary, appreciate what you do and all of the other agents with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service does for us. You all have knowledge and are gladly and able to help out whenever needed. Just keep in mind that extension agent is available by calling your local extension office, and they are friendly, helpful people. So with that, we want to say special thanks to our sponsors, T.G. Brooks Company, Rusty Wagoner, and also Owl Pride Foods, makers of Owl Pride, premium pimento cheese spread and dip. With that, we will bid our farewells for today. And do your best to stay safe during this weather. And again, it looks like we're going to have the chance for freezing rain, you know, tonight and tomorrow. So if you don't have to get on the roads and travel, do yourself a favor and stay home. Take it easy. It'll be a good time to pop up some popcorn. Wouldn't you agree, Gary?
Like a great idea, Rob. I'm glad you brought that up.
You take care. All right, stand by, Gary. I'll be right with you. And we're going to depart with the Gardener's Corner theme.
God bless, folks. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, and thanks for tuning in.
96.7 WKRX.